we had plenty of lads playing over the weekend, but thankfully, clean bill of health going into Wednesday night.
And you've played two games. Just remind us of those earlier matches. You had a quarter final and a semi final in the run in now to this decider.
Yeah, we played Wicklow in Trim in the quarter final. Wicklow, look, they stuck with us for the first 20 minutes, and thankfully the lads started to kick into another gear, and we pushed on, won that. Then we had Down in the semi final, which was a lot closer game. It was level with about 6-7 minutes to go, and again the lads dug deep and just managed to kick on and score a few points and get the win.
There was one outstanding performance, and that's Wicklow win, James Murray scoring 2 goals and 12. You had him for part of the next game, but he got injured then, Peter.
Yeah, he was he was going well in the semi-final. He was heavily involved in the first 10 minutes, but he took a shot. And from the resulting puck out then, he was playing wing forward. From the resulting puck out, he was back and back kind of towards the wing back. And unfortunately, the full forward came out. And just as James was jumping, he kind of caught him at the hip and turned him upside down, came down his head and his neck quite heavily. So he had to come off then. That was after, I think it was 12 minutes of that match. So he was a big loss.
But you got over his loss and you won that game against Down. So James, he returned at the weekend. So he's fighting fit for Wednesday night.
Yeah, he is, thank God. And we also had Ian Birmingham, he was playing Meath Senior Hurling, and against Kerry. It was the week before our quarter final, and he actually broke his toe against Kerry. So his first game back again was Trim's victory there over a toe. So thankfully he's back for Wednesday night. So we've a full clean bill now.
Now, just what you want now going into a final is to have everybody available, and good competition for places, Peter, obviously.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we've a panel of 32. We had trials kind of started early June, and I think we had about 60 lads for that. So we whittled it down to 32, and they're a good, strong panel, in fairness.
And I mean, it's an All-Ireland title. It's an All-Ireland medal. So I presume everybody involved is taking this game pretty seriously.
Yeah, absolutely. Obviously, we played a challenge match there in Belfast on Saturday. Now, we were missing the Ratoat and the Trim lads for that. But, good preparation now the last couple of weeks. Obviously, the last week, we haven't seen a whole pile of the Trim Ratoat lads. But apart from that, I've been very pleasantly surprised with the lads' attitude and stuff. I'd say, with COVID and everything else going on, I think it's refocused a lot of minds to give that extra bit of effort, you know.
And you yourself, Peter, you know what it's all about as a player going back some years ago, me, the previous winners of this. And you have a medal.
Yeah, I think it was back in, that's a long time ago now. It's back in, I think, 2004. But I was 17 at the time. And unfortunately, you know, like everything else, you think you might win a few more. But sure, them 4 years came and went, and we never got to get another one. But sure, look, it's nice to have one, and sure, it's nice to be back over the team now, a bit of kind of come full circle, you know.
But it's nice in the CV at the same time. You have an All-Ireland medal to your credit, Peter, and it'd be nice now to get another one as manager of a Meath team.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Obviously, it's my first time venturing into the management end of things, and I suppose, even though it's kind of a short window of the year, you're talking 2 or 3 months of the year, but it's been a steep learning curve now as we went, you know.
And what about Derry? I presume you've done a little bit of homework on them. Their passage at this stage, what tests have they come through, or how strong are they likely to be now come Wednesday?
Yeah, no, Lucas, we've been gathering a bit of info on them. They'd four lads on the panel for the Christy Ring, obviously. Obviously, Offaly were very strong in that, but they're a very big physical team, similar to Down. I think when you play Derry, it doesn't matter whether it's adult or underage, under 20, whatever, you know what you're going to get. It's going to be hard hitting, hard hurling, and they are a big team, you know.
You mentioned you have some fellas who were involved in the county final yesterday. Obviously, it went to extra time. It was energy sapping stuff, and it's a quick turnaround now to Wednesday. How concerned would you be, maybe fitness wise, you know, that those fellas that obviously would have taken a bit out of them on Sunday?
Yeah, look, it obviously wasn't ideal for me anyway that it went to the extra time, like it went the extra 20 minutes and the whole lot. And I was watching it, like there was plenty of lads going down with cramp. I was trying to figure out who was who, but Look, not really, not ideal that it's 4 days later, but you know what? Like continuity and a bit of momentum, especially the trim lads now. I think we've about 9 or 10 of them, I think, on the panel or even more. So, look, they'll be on a high and hopefully they can carry that on through and the rest of the lads will row in, you know.
And not that long ago, of course, Peter, when we weren't sure how much football or hurling was going to be played, fellas would have been glad to be in this position. There'd be no complaints about having to play a couple of games in the space of a few days.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, sure. Look, it's kind of, when did you ever hear of a county final in early August? So, look, as I said, them trim lads, they were lucky enough to win yesterday. And, you know, hopefully they can be on the right side as well. It'll be a fairly memorable week for them. But yeah, look, and getting to an All Ireland final, as I said, I got to win one, and sure, then 4 years passed, didn't happen, and sure, you know, your career can fly along, and you mightn't get to too many finals. So I'm trying to drill into these lads. Look, chances don't come around too often, you know.